FM Main News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines that shown Tembo to contest Roma parliamentary seat as independent candidate. ECZ launches early warning system to prevent electoral conflicts, and in international news, US announces new tariffs over forced labor concerns.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo has announced that he will contest the Roma parliamentary seat as an independent candidate in the forthcoming general elections. Mr. Tembo says he has already filed his nomination papers to contest the seat. He said his decision to contest the parliamentary seat was prompted by his party's failure to file presidential nomination papers for this year's general elections. Mr. Tembo has pledged to improve the living standards of people in Roma constituency by facilitating the construction of clinics, improving the road network, addressing waste management and water supply challenges, and creating employment opportunities for young people, among other developmental initiatives.
I've been monitoring the circumstances that have been going on with our party, so that's one of the reasons. As independent member of parliament, yes, we did. Well, I think our manifesto is very clear in terms of what we intend to do for each of the five wards. Should the people be gracious enough to elect us into office as independent member of parliament for the constituency, we shall elaborate more as we engage with the people on the ground.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has launched an online accreditation system and a conflict management early warning system ahead of the August general election. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomes said the two platforms are aimed at improving the management of electoral processes and strengthening conflict prevention mechanisms. Ms. Zalomes said the early warning system is the first of its kind in Zambia's electoral history and represents a shift from reactive dispute management to proactive conflict prevention. She has explained that the platform will support the Commission's conflict management structures by promoting adherence to the Electoral Code of Conduct, preventing conflicts before they escalate, and ensuring timely and amicable resolution of electoral disputes. Ms. Zalomes has further said the online accreditation system will streamline the registration of the election observers, monitors and members of the media, ensuring greater transparency, faster processing and improved efficiency ahead of the polls.
We are gathered here at a critical stage in preparations for the 2026 general election. The Commission has convened this interactive stakeholder meeting to launch, present and sensitize you on key technological advancements designed to enhance the credibility and efficiency of our electoral process. Under our laws, the Commission is mandated to settle minor electoral disputes. To achieve this, we establish the National Conflict Management Committee.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has called on the Drug Enforcement Commission to provide an update on investigations involving Archbishop Dr. Alec Banda 4 months after he was warned and cautioned over the alleged unlawful possession of a motor vehicle. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma has expressed concern that no update has been issued since the investigations commenced. In an interview, Ms. Ngoma has urged the DEC to inform the nation about the progress made in the matter. He said the investigation should not take an extended period, noting that some of the information relating to the vehicle under investigation is available from the Zambia Revenue Authority.
They should have concluded their investigation by now. Should have been told what the issue is. It's sad that months have passed. You remember that the matter of the vehicle in question, it's a long wish way, but there is the tracing of information and data. ZLI or themselves, whenever they were, or RATSA, are able to unveil those documentation. So we are also concerned that stakeholders or steps even for the Commission, the Drug Enforcement Commission, to conclude its investigation on that. But so we want to know as a country to say what really has happened.
People's PAC presidential candidate Dr. Fred Membe says he hopes Zambians will not repeat what he describes as a mistake made in 2021 by limiting the presidential race to only two major political parties. Speaking during the Socialist Hour program on Kwito FM, Dr. Membe said it is up to the electorate to make the right decision when they cast their votes on August 13. The Socialist Party president has noted that there are 14 presidential candidates contesting this year's elections and stated that reducing the contest to a choice between only two political parties would be a disservice to the democratic process.
If you are going to vote for UPND, with all what they have done to you, if you are going to vote for the PF people who have come in another name and another color, you are voting for the same politician, you same voter. Who are you going to blame? We had choices in 2021. Our people focused on PF and UPND. We have choices today. You said there are 14 candidates. There is a group from UPND, there is a group from PF. Out of 14, you can take out UPND and PF. You still remain with 12 choices.
Meanwhile, People's Party running mate Dolly Banda says it is up to citizens to decide whether elections are conducted peacefully or marred by violence. Ms. Banda said the levels of political violence being witnessed in the country are unacceptable and should not be allowed to continue.
It is a choice. It is our choice as a people. Is it possible? Of course it's possible to have an election that has not the level of violence yet to honor. My elections, yes. I'm in Zambia, I'm in Africa, generally. My elections take place in Zambia. The level of violence that happens in this country is unacceptable. Is it possible? I think it's possible.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Bank of Zambia says the phasing out of checks has contributed significantly to the reduction of fraud cases in the banking sector. Speaking to Hot FM News, Bank Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia said there are now fewer cases of fraud compared to previous years, largely due to the gradual transition away from physical checks. He has noted that checks are expected to be completely phased out by June 26, 2026, with many commercial banks already scaling down their use. Dr. Kalyalia has explained that the shift towards digital payment systems has helped minimize risks associated with checks, which are often vulnerable to fraud and other forms of financial crime.
The major reason is that the fraud in the check business is very high. You know, you have bounced a check, someone will give you a check, and knowing very well that they don't have money, we started by criminalizing that activity, that if you issue a check knowing very well that you are insufficient funds, it's a criminal offense. Well, that's why the use of check has been minimized, and now we are getting rid of it altogether.
The U.S. has announced new tariffs on dozens of countries of 10 to 12.5% over concerns they are not doing enough to tackle forced labor. It is the second time President Donald Trump's administration has announced new import taxes since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down many of his previous duties in February. The 60 trading partners listed, including the UK, the EU, Canada and Japan, account for almost all of the goods sold to the US. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Kuwait says a terminal building at its international airport has been hit by Iranian drones. It says several people were injured. The Iran conflict has dented economic growth prospects worldwide, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It warns a more severe shock is likely if no ceasefire is agreed before next year, putting some countries into recession. Ukraine says its drones have hit St. Petersburg as Russia's second city hosts a major annual event. President Zelensky said an oil terminal was hit. He described the strike as long-range sanctions and said targets were also struck in the port of Kronstadt. Polls have closed in California in a primary election that will determine